Let us worship God and sing to his praise from the first psalm. Singing again this psalm this evening. That man hath perfect blessedness, who walketh not astray in counsel of ungodly men, nor stands in sinner's way, nor sitteth in the scorner's chair, but places his delight upon God's law, and meditates on his law day and night. He shall be like a tree that grows near planted by a river, which in his season yields his fruit, and his leaf fadeth never. And all he doth shall prosper well. The wicked are not so, but like they are unto the chaff which wind drives to and fro. In judgment therefore shall not stand such as ungodly are, nor in the assembly of the just shall wicked men appear. For why? The way of godly men unto the Lord is known, whereas the way of wicked men shall quite be overthrown. Psalm 1, to God's praise, that man hath perfect blessedness, who walketh not astray. Eternal and ever-blessed God, thou who art high and lifted up, the thrice holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our triune God, we pray for that right spirit that would enable us to worship thee together here this evening. We would ask, gracious God, that thou would quicken us in our souls, that our thoughts, as well as our words, would be focused upon thee, and that we would consider thee in all thy beauty and majesty, and especially in thy holiness. It is an awesome thing that we who are but creatures of the dust, who have sinned willfully against thee time and time again, that we can have that hope, that faith to believe, that thou wilt hear us as we call upon thee. And we do so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son, our Saviour. And when we come before thee in spoken or silent prayer, we know, O Lord, that our prayers will only be accepted by thee when we first receive them from thyself and then offer them to thee. And we thank thee that our prayers are purified in and through the man at thy right hand, and that he presents them as they ought to be before thee. And we bless thee, Lord our God, that having come to know thee in a measure at least, that we have come to know thee hitherto as the one who has saved our souls, who has redeemed us, and who has promised us eternal life. This, O Lord God, is true for all thy people, for every single one who have put their faith and trust in thee can have that assurance. Thou art a covenant God, and thou hast made promises to thy people, and they are all yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And O Lord, we pray tonight, as we gather once again in this place, that thou would make thyself known, that we'd be able to say that we knew something of thy holy but also thy sweet presence, so that we would rejoice that we have gathered together and that we would know what it is to have communion with thee. But also as we have communion with thee, that we would know what it is to have communion with thy people beside us and around us in this gathering. And we pray, most holy God, that we would then know that communion that is so precious to thy people. But it is only a communion that can be theirs because they are first in union with thee in Christ. Oh, we bless thee tonight then for the marvelous hope that we have that thou hast redeemed our souls, that thou hast taken us from the fearful pit and the miry clay. And our prayer is that that will be true of every single soul here, from the youngest to the oldest. We pray, most holy God, that we would examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith, and that we would not be content with anything other, to have that assurance that Christ is ours, that he has died for our sins, and that he has risen again for our justification. Thy people are a justified people, and they are those now who can say, Abba, Father. And what a glorious and wondrous thing that is, that we can have that hope. Our Saviour taught us that it can be so, that he not only is his Father, but his people's Father. And so we can pray with our Saviour, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Bless us then together here once again. We thank thee that thou dost care for us. We pray for any tonight who have not been able to come with us because of good and lawful reason, that thou would watch over them where they are. Maybe some who are here this morning but are not able to be with us. But, O Lord, if any have deliberately absented themselves from the means of grace, that thou would convict them, that this is what thou desire for thy people always, to gather together in thy name, worshipping thee as a body of people. For we are all part of the body of Christ. And while we may be very different, there is that one thing in common, that we are all part of the body. We pray then, gracious God, that thou would bless us this evening. We ask thy blessing upon the congregation. We pray, Lord, for thy blessing upon the upcoming synod, that thou would give wisdom and grace, especially in difficult situations that will arise. We pray, Lord God, that there be much prayer offered, and that thy elders and ministers, as they gather, that they would come not in their own strength, not with their own agenda, but rather come seeking to know thy will and to say, thus saith the Lord. Sanctify then as thou alone art able to do. Cleanse us anew tonight, O Lord God. Oh, to be cleansed, the need we have is as much today as ever before. And however long we have been professing thy name, it doesn't matter. What we need is what we are today and how outstanding is before thee, the living and the true God. How we thank thee for thy Holy Spirit. How we bless thee for our blessed Saviour. What love he has shown toward us. And especially since we came to know and to love him. Indeed, I wonder that he has first loved us, but he has, and continues to intercede for us, and so to love us. Help us then not to disappoint or grieve the Holy Spirit, but rather to be tonight united together in a real, sure desire to honour and to glorify thy name. Accept us as we call upon thee in the spoken and in the silent prayers, and cleanse us from sin for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll sing again, this time in Psalm 119 and at verse 25, the fourth part. Psalm 119 at verse 25. And we'll sing that whole section. Reading from verse 25. My soul to dust cleaves, quicken me according to thy word. My ways I showed, and me thou heardst. Teach me thy statutes, Lord. The way of thy commandments make me aright to know. So all thy works that wondrous are, I shall to others show. That whole section 119 from verse 25. My soul to dust cleaves.
My soul to dust cleaves.
to turn now to the Old Testament scriptures, to the book of Proverbs and chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24. And we'll read the whole chapter from the beginning. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool, he openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it, and shall not he render to every man according to his works? My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place, for a just man falleth seven times, and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth a right answer. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterward build thine house. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Say not, I will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man. Amen. May the Lord bless to us that reading of his own inspired and holy word. Let us praise God again, this time in Psalm number 37. Psalm 37. And we can sing from the beginning to verse 7. 37, 1 to 7. For evildoers fret thou not thyself unquietly, nor do thou envy bear to those that work iniquity. For even like unto the grass, soon be cut down shall they, and like the green and tender herb they wither shall away, set thou thy trust upon the Lord, and be thou doing good, and so thou in the land shalt dwell, and verily have food. 1-7 of Psalm 37, for evildoers fret thou not thyself, and quietly.
Oh, dear.